The Gemara Daf Lamed Aleph Beis brings down a halacha that even though normally tevel is not chayav b'maizus until it's very pnei abayis, it has to be brought into the house. That gives it a certain chashivas, and then it's chayav b'maizus. But on Shabbos, Shabbos is an exception, and the day itself of Shabbos is kaveya for chayav b'maizus. Since the achil of Shabbos is chashiv, as the pasuk says, the karosel of Shabbos einig, there's din einig Shabbos, it's machshav, it's achila, and the day itself is kaveh for maizus, even though it's not brought into the home. Question is, what's the din by Yom Tov? Does Yom Tov also have this chiddush, and Yom Tov is kaveh for maizus, just like Shabbos, because it's achila is chashav, or not? And the Shar Melech brings down the Meiri, who seems to say, as a davar pashut, that Yom Tov, in one shot, he says, Yom Tov would not be kaveh for maizus. And the reason is very simple. The whole reason why Shabbos is kaveh is because it's din of einig Shabbos. It says, v'karasel of Shabbos einig. But on Yom Tov, where there is no din einig, the pasuk only says v'karasel of Shabbos einig, doesn't say the Yom Tov has din of einig. Therefore, it would follow the Yom Tov is not kaveh for maizus. That's what seems to be from the Meiri. But the Shar Melech has medayin from the Rambam, that the Rambam seems to be chaylik. The Rambam in Hilchas Yom Tov, Perek Vav, says that just like there's a din to be mechabed and be ma'anig Shabbos, there's a din to be mechabed and be ma'anig Yom Tov as well. And he says, because Yom Tov is also called Mikra Kodesh, and the pasuk says, V'lektesh Hashem hu mechubad, sounds like anything which is called Mikra Kodesh is din of Einig, and therefore the Rambam seems to be learning that the din of Karasel or Shabbos Einig is going on Yom Tov as well, and being that there's a din Einig Yom Tov, just like there's din Einig Shabbos, so it would follow the Yom Tov would be Kaveh for Maizus. So whether Yom Tov is Kaveh for Maizus or not seems to be telling this Machlekes Rambam and Meiri, whether there's a din of Einig Yom Tov just like there's din of Einig Shabbos. That's how the Shar Melech sets up the Machlekes. It's Mefursim Bei Medrasha to bring a interesting raya from the Ani Yom Tov, not the from what's in the Sefer Ani Yom Tov, but from the name of the Sefer Ani Yom Tov. Ani Yom Tov was written by a Yom Tov Halperin in the 1800s from Bialystok, a very chashuv Sefer. His name is Yom Tov, and he called his Sefer Ani Yom Tov. So from the fact that he called his Sefer Ani Yom Tov is a shtickel smacho davar that he held that there is a dinag of Einig Ani Yom Tov, like it's mashma from the Rambam. And the Fidat Pashtus Yom Tov would be Kaveh. Obviously, you could be down on this Raya, but that is a Smacho Dover. At the end of the day, it seems to be telling the Smachlekes Rambam and Meiri.